This show is brought to you by the JBL Risk Manager. Money, risk and trade management kept simple. Hello and welcome to Talking Trading. I'm Caroline Stephen. It's terrific to have you join us. Today we speak to ex-Special Forces soldier and millionaire mentor Aaron Parsons from the Business Commandos. Aaron talks to us on success, education, resilience, and why for entrepreneurs, no just means next. Louise Bedford tells us to get used to failing in Mind Power and how when you persist, you will fail your way to success. But first up, we have the news with economist and Sky Business News commentator, Jonathan Barrett, for the week ending 5th of December. Jono, and the bulls are still running in the US markets with record highs again on Friday.
Yeah, Caroline, it seems to be that the US, or traders, and not just US traders, but international traders, are saying, well, the US economy, given the fact that the stimulus has been wound down to a certain extent, or the bond buying, they feel that the US economy should be able to weather even slowdown in peripheral economies. But the good news was that we had an unemployment rate that came out 5.8, but the actual number of non-farm payrolls increased by 321,000, plus we had the October revised upwards. That's given us a good, strong indication that corporate America is looking a lot further ahead in terms of a good, solid recovery.
So what did actually move upwards last week in the US market?
Well, I think when you look at it, basically financials continued to move, general industry continued to move. This was offset by the energy sector, which was under a lot of pressure. Obviously due to OPEC's announcements, due to increased production in the US, and we saw the oil sector under a lot of pressure. But we'll take that out of the equation, and it was generally across the board. A lot more confident about what's happening.
But not so good news for the Aussie market.
Well, the Aussie's been quite interesting over the last couple of weeks, actually. We've had plummeting iron ore prices, coal prices, now oil prices. When you look at the primary imports, or particularly iron ore, which represents one-third of our terms of trade, you get a sense that the market has been nervous. Now, our market hasn't performed like the US has, and it was interesting to see the Reserve Bank, the governor, came out and said that they might be looking at some move on interest rates. So the good thing is that Australia has a high interest rate relative to other countries, so that gives the Reserve scope to lower interest rates when, in fact, the economy could come under, or if the economy comes under pressure. And I think that's held up our market.
All right. So what were some hot and what were some cold sectors?
I think when you look at the hot and cold sectors, the oil sector's certainly in focus at the moment. Let's see, the oil sector, particularly Santos and things, haven't been weathering the storm that well, and actually they shouldn't. So I think that still remains under pressure. And I think also the good sector also remains with the transport and airplane transportation indexes, because obviously they're taking the benefit of the cheap oil. So I think if anything there, that sector still remains pretty good.
What's your view on the low Aussie dollar at the moment?
I think it's certainly good for our export market, because we need it. And I think the RBA continually wants it to trade lower. As I said, we're trading at levels 82.70. Level since we haven't seen since May 2010. And I think given where we are with the rhetoric from the RBA, given what primary imports prices are doing, then I still feel that the Aussie's got further to go down.
All right, let's look at charts. Patterns jumping out from them.
Look, I think a lot of the charts have been quite steady when you look at it. When you look at, not steady, but the trends have been there. And you look at things like oil, that trend's been intact for some time. And expectations are for lower. When you look at some gold, for instance, gold I think is actually found a good range from which to trade from. And I think if we do get any lows, that'll be a good area to enter into the sector. It's 1192 now, but if it gets down about 1150 again, I would start to move back into that market. People are starting to view it as cheap. The Indians certainly are. They've regained the mantle as the number one consumer in the world from China. So if the Indians think it's good value, perhaps it's good value as well.
Jono, what opportunities are you looking at this week?
I think it's a bit, you're coming into Christmas, so this is an area where everyone just spends more time out and not really focused on the market. But it also provides good opportunity for some good trends to develop because we do have that lack of volatility. I think I'd just be parked on the sideline a little bit, look at the investment strategies I already have, and just look for trends in the news that will see good trends in the market develop. And it could be anything, but when it does develop, it could be a good trend.
How long do you think that trend will run for?
Well, traditionally we get these, I guess, Christmas rallies, if everyone feels everything's quite good. Could last for a good month and a bit. People can then go on holidays, they don't want to do anything. So if the trend sets in, the chances are it'll be a good one.
Advice to traders for this week?
For this week, keep an eye on a lot of the good data. And I think it's more important this week because we're focused on peripheral economies that aren't performing. That's Japan, that's India, that's the EU. There's a lot of data out in China this week. And if China's not performing, we're not performing. So I think that'll be something that I will be focusing on, just so I get a handle as to how China is actually trading, whether or not she's got inflationary expectations. We've got CPI, and we've also got some good manufacturing data. So that'll give us a good lead as to what China's doing, which will also help us.
Jono, thank you for your immense knowledge. Have a good week.
Alan, have a good week.
Want to trade confidently knowing that your record keeping is being looked after by a world-class portfolio manager? Are you ready to finally relish stress-free trading? Well, what you need is the JBL Risk Manager. Click on the JBL Risk Manager advertisement on talkingtrading.com.au and enjoy your free 14-day fully functional trial. And now Mind Power with Louise Bedford.
It's time to get used to failing. I've failed at almost everything that I'm now successful at. You see, I had a failed business while I was at university. Now I have a successful business. I was a failure as an investor. I put almost all of my money into the now defunct Pyramid Building Society. But now I can trade and I know not to put everything I've got into one place or even one asset class. I used to be a nervous presenter, too preoccupied with my own speech intonations and body language. And now I take my eyes away from my own performance and I seek to give the audience a gift of knowledge. I'd like to think that the rest of my life will be different. I would love to find a way that I didn't need to fail my way to success, but I doubt that'll be the case. I guess at least I'm used to the process now. What are you currently failing at? I'll bet that if you persist, you too will fail your way to success. It's just a matter of time. The best traders are the ones who persist. If you've hit a rough patch, seek help from other traders. Don't drown those you love in your whinges and whines about the market. Next time you want the people you love to be excited, you'll find they'll be much harder to rev up. Another trader will understand where you're at, though. If you give up now, you'll never know, you'll never succeed, and you'll never grow.
Special Forces soldier and millionaire mentor Aaron Parsons founded the Business Commandos in 2004. Their exclusive business compass system is a combination of strategic entrepreneur business building and Special Forces peak performance techniques that creates both financial and personal freedom. Aaron Parsons, hello and welcome to Talking Trading.
Hi, Caroline. Thank you for having me.
Aaron, as an ex-commando, I have to start off by asking these questions. How many push-ups can you do?
Well, not as many today as what we used to be able to do.
But, how many could you used to do?
Oh, I used to pump out a bit over 100 in 2 minutes. Certainly wouldn't happen today, I'll guarantee you that.
Chin-ups?
Oh, chin-ups, yeah, they used to sort me out, probably about 15. Some of the boys used to get to about 20. That was my weakness.
Aaron, you've had such an interesting career. You were a commando and you now run the Business Commandos. What do you think holds people back from financial success?
Okay, well, I think one of the biggest ones, Caroline, is that most people buy into the safe, secure job mentality, or they're trained for that set up for that in life generally. If you look at the majority of society, typically 95%. And that so-called safe, secure job, in my belief, they're relying on somebody else for their future. And often, especially in the current environment, I mean, I've talked about this for the last 10 years, a lot of people are finding out, unfortunately, all of a sudden it's not so safe and secure. That's one of the big reasons, I believe, versus if you look at the flip side, like, I believe, you know, taking the path of entrepreneurship in your own business, or like with what you guys do as a trader, you know, a lot of the majority might see that as a risk, but I believe as long as you stay committed to that cause, you're absolutely guaranteed success on that path.
Now, you love what you do, don't you? You feel very passionate about being a business commando.
I'm very, very fortunate. I don't work a day in my life, really. Like, I just absolutely love what I do, and really what I share is just my life experience. From, I've been in business all my life, and obviously I was in the Special Forces as a commando, and hence we didn't put a lot of thought into the business name. The business commandos molds together very well.
Why do you love what you do?
Oh, look, I think mostly, Caroline, like, I've been in business all my life. I grew up in a family business. What I've seen as I got a bit older, like, I really admire people who are prepared to go against the grain, if you like, go against the traditional, or like I said a minute ago, buying the safe, secure job, or go against the grain and step into business for themselves, or go into trading. That is the key moving forward. But what I found was a lot of people, they take that step. However, if you don't know how to play the game, if you're not armed with the right tools and strategies and all the keys, you're going to find it hard to win the game.
So obviously, being an ex-commando, you are a highly motivated individual. How can people stay motivated and inspired on a daily basis?
Look, I think one of the biggest ones, there's a couple of you, is purpose, okay, a core reason why you do what you do. Obviously, an easy example, I guess, if I just use myself for a minute in the business commandos, obviously I'm very well connected to our cause and helping entrepreneurs and business owners. But in other environments, sometimes I help clients with plugging into external drivers, like, you know, if they've got children or other family, someone they care about to help, or it could be charity kind of causes. But I think it's really important to plug into that core reason why, that strong purpose. So you've got 100% commitment. When those barriers come up, notice I say when, not if, that's what will get you to smash through those barriers and continue moving forward. And one other big one, I think this is absolutely crucial, is the right environment. I sort of have a very low tolerance for negative people. Okay, I had this conversation yesterday. I was helping a client, and well, he's a friend now. And I think the right environment is absolutely crucial. Rubbing shoulders, basically, it doesn't matter how well developed you are. If you're associated in the wrong environment for too long, eventually some of that's going to rub off. So why not stack the odds more in your favour and continue putting yourself in the right environment? Like, say, traders, get more involved with you guys and Louise and what she does, and obviously business owners in the business commandos with what we do.
What key trait do you think is a necessity for success?
Oh, look, I think if you look at any successful person, like, obviously I constantly use business, the game that we play in, it's resilience. Like, every successful entrepreneur I know has the resilience to, what I call it, is when you cop on and you're on the ropes or even on the canvas sometimes, you know, you've got the choice. You can stay there and sulk and feel sorry for yourself, or get up, dust yourself off, focus on the mission and keep moving forward, keep punching. And some really good examples of that is, like, say, Chicken Soup for the Soul. You know, the guys, was it Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, right? Did you know that was knocked back 144 times? That's a lot. And today it sold over 112 million copies, translated in over 40 different countries. I mean, they're one good example. Ross Perot's another one. He was rejected 77 times before winning his first contract with his data processing firm EDS. And Perot went on to sell his stake in that for $2.4 billion. And I think, like, if you look at it, too many people, they'll accept no far too easy. Like, don't say no to yourself, let someone else say no to you. But no just means next. All right. I believe those big prizes, if people are committed and want the big prize, generally it's behind maybe a few closed doors, okay? And you've got to try a few different angles and maybe just change the way, what I work with our team on is change the way you look at it. Edison with the light bulb is probably another good example. The way someone said to him, reportedly, apparently it took him 1,000 times, right, as we all know. Someone said to him, geez, you know, that must have been hard that you failed 999 times on the way through. And the way he looked at it, he said, no, I didn't fail. I just found 999 ways that it didn't work.
Do you believe people have access to the right education for entrepreneurial success?
Yes, I do, but not through traditional education, okay? I think Jim Rohn, he summed it up when he said, formal education will make your living, but self-education will make your fortune. So I think that's absolutely crucial to take on board. And there's some key factors in the environment right now that are having a major impact on people. Number one is globalization. So you can look at it in the business environment especially. Like a lot of people are, say, losing their jobs and losing their business to this. It's just a factor, right? An external factor. Now, we can be victim to that, or we can use that to our advantage if you're in the know and you know how to play the game. Okay, that's one big one. Then you've got automation, what people are getting replaced by. You know, software, I'm saying people and businesses, like software, robots even, you know, machinery, new equipment. I mean, even the supermarket these days, I know they've been around for a long time now, self-checkouts and all that kind of stuff. So once again, we've got a choice. If you're armed with the right tools and knowledge and strategies, you can use this to your advantage and not be a victim of it. And then number three, I believe, is a massive one, is entrepreneurship. More and more people are waking up. They're not going to get anywhere in that so-called safe, secure, dead-end job. Okay, this is for the majority. And they're waking up and going out into self-employment. So they're taking that all-important first step, but unfortunately, a lot need to take the next step of actually getting a mentor and getting the right advice and the right tools to help them in that business. And if you look at the self-employment side as well, for those people who still go through the traditional education, they're getting trained in an outdated system that was in the industrial age, training people for jobs. Today, those jobs are no longer there, because the trend is more and more self-employed business owners that are typically one-man bands one-person bands. It's really wrong. Or really, really small setups, home-based businesses and things like that. So unfortunately, the young ones of today, if they don't learn the core skills of a strategic entrepreneur or, say, a trader in this case, like some different skill sets, they're going to be in trouble. And obviously, knowledge, I've touched on that, and innovation, people want it better, faster, quicker. You've just got to have your finger on the pulse, don't you, really?
What's your advice for our listeners on what they should do next?
Okay, well, with today's interview, I think it's really important, regardless of what you're doing, right, whether you're in business or whether you're in the trading, but to continue tuning in, okay? So for traders, continue tuning in to what you do, like you guys and Louise, because the more you get involved in that, the more you get the understanding of not just getting stuff on the surface, but understanding it at its core, that is the key. And obviously the people who are in the business listening to this, then come along, I've prepared something for you at the Business Commandos, which I think you've got a link up there at thebusinesscommandos.com/dvd.htm. You got that listed there for them. And I've prepared a video for listeners today where we go through core mindset techniques, like obviously some of the stuff from the special forces, from the commandos. There's core strategies there that obviously fit for business, but also they can use those core strategies in any field for success. Okay, they're pretty universal, and some are a little bit more specific to business as well. So overall, continue tuning in. What I continue to say to our people, the more you show up and the more you're involved, the more successful you'll be. You continually stack the odds, the weights, if you like, more and more in your favour. And the scales have to tip.
If you could sum up successful entrepreneurs in three words, what would they be?
Successful entrepreneurs? Strategic is number one. Highly motivated and resilient.
Beautiful. Aaron Parsons, really enjoyed talking with you. Thank you very much for coming onto the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Caroline. My pleasure. You have a great day.
Guys, that's all we have for you today. Thank you to our contributors, Aaron Parsons, Louise Bedford, and Jonathan Barrett. Stay tuned next week for the final episode of Talking Trading for 2014 with a wrap of the year's markets with Chris Tate. I'm Caroline Stephen, and on behalf of the team here, thanks for your company. We'll see you next time. This show was brought to you by the JBL Risk Manager, removing emotion and guesswork from your trading decisions. It's the only portfolio manager that offers you the complete solution for all of your portfolio management needs.
Talking Trading is sponsored by tradinggame.com.au and The Mentor Program. The Mentor Program has been running continuously since the year 2000 and is a 6-month repeat for free course, run by Chris Tate and Louise Bedford. Make sure you're registered on tradinggame.com.au to hear more.
The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Before acting on any information, consider its appropriateness in regard to your own situation.